July 31st, 2015. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to tell you that I hold the remnant church in my mournful heart, herein to strengthen and unite her. This remnant is my consolation in a world besieged with the compromise of truth and the abuse of authority. You cannot comprehend the insidious battles Satan is waging in hearts around the world. Because truth is so compromised, Satan's presence and influence is not noticed or recognized. But this does not make him less of a threat. On the contrary, failure to recognize evil strengthens Satan's dominion. The remnant are my consolation, for in the hearts of these faithful souls lies the truth. These dear souls are not swayed by popular opinion, fear of loss of reputation, or any threat the abuse of authority may levy against them. The remnant hold steadfast to the truth, unchanging in their commitment. I count on them to carry the truths of the faith forward, and they count on me for protection. A note is given to please read Holy Love Message given by St. Thomas Aquinas on March 13, 2015. And another of a message given by Mary Refuge of Holy Love on February 13, 2015. A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Another note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed on and triumph, as it did among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things which we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.